Okay, so Patrick gave an overview of the tracking network, and today I'll be presenting metadata on the environmental health tracking network, and in particular how the metadata creation tool will be using the FIN vocabulary access and distribution system. So the outline for this presentation, I'll just give an overview of how the tool will use the FIN VAS system. I'll give an introduction to metadata, how tracking network will use metadata, and then in more details, how the tracking metadata tool would use the FIN VAS vocabulary service, and then next steps with the metadata in tracking. So just an overview, the FIN vocabulary access service will work with our metadata creation tool to provide access to environmental and health vocabulary sets and validate any concepts or terminology from these sets and then populate the metadata keywords elements with these concepts and terms. So that's just an overview of what how FIN VADS will work with the metadata creation tool. So I'll just begin with going through what metadata is. So a very general or typical definition of metadata is data about data. That's information about that describes data. There are very many definitions to metadata, and it means different things to different people and different professions. So for the tracking network, when we talk about metadata, we talk about descriptive metadata. That is information that describes the content, the quality, the context of a data resource for the purpose of facilitating discovery. So there are very many reasons why you would need metadata. For an organization, it will help an organization to describe and maintain its data sets. Since the metadata will hold information about the quality of a data set, it can be used to improve the quality of the data set. And then also, metadata sort of establishes that a resource exists, so it will provide a method to search and discover data sets. So for the users, the public health professionals, analysts, and researchers, there's a lot of information that they would gather about a data set from its metadata. An example would be the methods that were used to collect the information. For example, was it an active or a passive surveillance system? And also, when the data was collected, or the time period for the records that are included in the data set, and how the data was processed from the source, and what kind of calculations took place to form the current data set that's being described. And also the currentness of the data and any data gaps. For example, maybe not all hospitals were participating in a particular registry, or not the whole geographic area of a state was included in the data. So any information that will help in the use and interpretation of the data. So there are very many metadata standards, and common standards are the FGDC, Federal Geographic Data Committee, Content Standard for Digital Geospatial Metadata. So it was first created to be able to describe geospatial data, but it can also be used to describe non-geospatial data. Then there's also Dublin Core Metadata Element Set that was initially used by librarians, but now can also be used to describe content on the web. And also International Organization for Standardization that has several metadata standards. But for the tracking network, we chose the FGDC standard, and mainly that's because on the tracking network, we'll have both geospatial and non-geospatial data, and the FGDC would be able to provide a way in which we could describe these data sets. And then also, it had several elements, over 190 elements, that we could choose from to create our own metadata profile. So we created a tracking metadata profile from the FGDC that contains about 52 metadata elements. So some of the basic elements would be the data set title, the purpose of the data set, the time period of the data set, and distribution information about the data and metadata. So this is just a screenshot of an Excel version of the tracking metadata profile. So it will just list down the different sections of the FGDC standard and the elements that are included in them. And then this is a screenshot of a report of a metadata for one of our tracking data sets. That is the public drinking water quality data set. So how will tracking use the metadata that is collected on the data sets? It will sort of provide a standard way of describing data on the tracking network. So having this standard way of doing of describing all the data will also facilitate the search and discovery of data sets on the tracking network. So just to give an overview of how metadata will be created and transported to the CDC tracking program, Patrick mentioned the NCDMs, the National Consistent Data and Measures. So all the grantees will be creating standard data set and would create metadata that would describe this data. And that information will be transferred to CDC, where we will combine it to form a national data set and also metadata for the national set. So this information will be available on the tracking network. Okay, so the grantees will be able to create metadata using the tracking metadata creation tool. It's still in development, and this is just a screenshot of the login page. It was created by Northrop Grumman in collaboration with the metadata subgroup of the tracking network. So if a metadata creator, data steward, would log into this tool, this is a screen of how it would look like. And right at the top, you'll see the sections of the FGDC profile, identification, data quality, entity, and attributes, where the metadata creator would be able to click on a section and put in information in the metadata elements. So one important element of the metadata is the keywords section. So in this section, the creator would be able to put in concepts that represent or describe the data set. So this is very important because it's against this information that users would be able to search for this data set. So if they put in a concept or a term, it will be matched against what is inside the keywords to be able to pull out that metadata and therefore that data. So the usual challenge with describing health concepts is that many people use different kinds of terminologies, and some of these terminologies are not standardized, and therefore there's sort of some sort of inconsistency in the meanings. And then also if it's sort of like a free text field, some people might make a spelling error or maybe not put in the full word. So when you're searching for information, it sort of hinders the discovery of data. So to be able to counter that, we're going to use a standard vocabulary, which will help in the consistent representation of tracking data concepts and also the accurate representation of these concepts. So to be able to do that, we approach the FinVADS group and talk to them about the possibility of having our metadata creation tool to link up with the FinVADS vocabulary access distribution system so that it can allow us to be able to use the vocabularies that are within FinVADS to populate the keywords section. So FinVADS is sort of a single source of standard vocabularies to CDC and its public health partners. So several programs within CDC had talked about such a service, but the tracking program was one program that was actually willing and ready and needed to utilize such a service. So we've been talking with FinVADS since some time last year to sort of talk about the technical requirements and business requirements of how our tool would be able to use a FinVADS. And because of that, they've been in the process of developing a FinVADS vocabulary service, which would allow applications to be able to access the FinVADS distribution system. Okay, so in more detail, the tracking network creation tool will use FinVADS vocabulary service to access both health and environmental vocabulary systems. So so far, FinVADS had all the required or necessary health vocabulary systems, but one thing that it did not have was the environmental vocabulary systems. So we've been working with FinVADS and EPA to sort of identify environmental systems that we would use to be able to describe the contents. So I think it was last month that we had three systems from EPA that have been included within FinVADS that the tracking network would be able to use. So the metadata from the metadata creation tool, a metadata creator will be able to access both environmental and health vocabulary systems from FinVADS. And it will also provide the possibility to select several systems that you would use. And we haven't yet created the interface yet because FinVADS is still in the process of creating this vocabulary access system. But how we envision the metadata creation tool would link with this system is that a metadata creator would select a vocabulary system that they would be interested in using, and then maybe sort of start typing in the concept of the term, and then maybe FinVADS would be able to bring up close matches or maybe the exact match from which they would be able to select the words, and it would automatically populate it. So it sort of reduces any errors that would be caused with typing in or maybe choosing some a wrong concept or a term. So that is how we envision it would be used. So when a metadata record has now been created for a data set, it would then be used on the tracking network to facilitate data searches on the tracking portal. So Patrick already showed a screenshot of this. It's still in development. This is not a final tracking portal. That's not how it may look like. So we haven't yet developed the search function yet, but we envision that we would have something close to what you have on the screen, whereby a user would be able to type in keywords which would be matched against what you'd have in the metadata record, and it would bring up the metadata from which a user can determine if the data set would meet their need or not. So for now, it just shows a general typing in the keyword, but we also hope to have an advanced search where a user would be able to combine different elements in the metadata, for example, the purpose of the data set or the abstract or the time period, and maybe combine it with the keyword. So for next steps, since the FinVADS vocabulary service has not yet been created, we haven't yet created the interface from our tool to this service yet, but we're looking to do that before the end of the year, and also to identify additional health and environmental vocabulary sets that will be included in FinVADS. So just as a summary, we've just looked at the importance of metadata, how tracking will use metadata, and how the FinVADS vocabulary service will facilitate the use of metadata on tracking, and a few next steps. So if anyone would like any more information, they can get in touch with me using that information.